Questions of judgment and character are coming to the forefront of the U.S. presidential race. Thursday, Republican President George Bush accused his Democratic Party opponent, John Kerry, of routinely sacrificing principles for political gain. Mr. Kerry, meanwhile, leveled more criticism of the Bush administration's decisions in Iraq. Addressing supporters in the northern state of Michigan, President Bush portrayed Senator Kerry as a man whose beliefs change with each new gust of America's political winds.
When I sent troops into Iraq to remove Saddam Hussein from power, he said it was the right decision. Now he says it was the wrong war. During one of our debates, he said Saddam Hussein was a threat. And then a couple of answers later, he said there was no threat in Iraq. The senator's willingness to trade principle for political convenience makes it clear that John Kerry is the wrong man for the wrong job at the wrong time.
The Bush campaign continues to respond to charges by the Kerry camp that the administration failed to safeguard several hundred tons of explosives missing from an Iraqi munitions facility, saying it appears likely the explosives were already removed by the time U.S.-led forces invaded Iraq last year. The president has blasted Senator Kerry for seizing on the controversy surrounding the missing explosives before all the facts are known. Aside from defending the administration's record, President Bush hopes to reinforce his image as an imperfect man who nonetheless is guided by bedrock beliefs that voters can count on and trust.
One of the things I've learned about the presidency is whatever your strengths are, you're going to need them. And whatever your shortcomings are, people are going to notice them. Sometimes I'm a little too blunt. I get that from my mother. Sometimes I mangle the English language. I get that from my dad. But Americans have learned that when you disagree with me, at least you know what I believe and where I stand.
Yet what Mr. Bush sees as a virtue, consistency, Senator Kerry is portraying as folly and stubbornness. Addressing supporters in Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Kerry accused the president of a series of blunders in Iraq stemming from impatience, bad instincts, and callous disregard for the advice of others.
George Bush jumped to conclusions about 9/11 and Saddam Hussein. George Bush jumped to conclusions about weapons of mass destruction and he rushed to war without a plan to win the peace. George Bush jumped to conclusions about how the Iraqi people would receive our troops. He not only jumped to conclusions, he ignored the facts that he was given by his generals, by the Congress, by the experts.
Ohio is one of several states that has lost large numbers of manufacturing jobs in recent years. After speaking for several minutes on Iraq and the war on terrorism, Mr. Kerry switched to economic themes and spoke of the trade policies he would pursue as president.
I think we have to trade in order to win in the marketplace, but we got to trade smart. We're the country that rolled the first automobile off an assembly line. We are going to continue to be the country that creates the higher paying jobs, and we're not going to sit down and watch China and India beat us to the punch. We're American. We can do anything we want to when we put our mind to it.
With just days to go before the November 2nd election, both candidates are reaching out to independents and even disaffected voters of opposing parties. Polls show some moderate Republicans are disappointed with the Bush administration's handling of Iraq, while some socially conservative Democrats are swayed by President Bush's opposition to abortion. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.